Good morning. High pressure overhead just dominating the weather across interior New York and New England with a mostly clear sky and light wind. Temperatures have been allowed to drop back into the 40s in a lot of places, if not 40s, then certainly lower 50s, even seeing a couple of 30s sprinkled in across the highest terrain first thing this morning. That same high pressure center will dominate throughout the day today, bringing us brilliant sunshine, just a slight breeze, and comfortable humidity as temperatures climb quickly back through the 50s and 60s, and in most cases into the upper 70s to right around 80 by the end of the day. Another clear start this evening, but skies will become partly cloudy overnight as the beginnings of the next disturbance head in our direction from the west. It's just a weak low-pressure center at the surface and aloft that'll be pivoting through the Great Lakes. Overnight tonight, temperatures will drop back into the 50s. Tomorrow, any sunshine will gradually give way to increasing clouds as the disturbance draws closer, and by the end of the day, we run the risk of a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, especially out in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Still, with a southerly wind flow developing, temperatures will push into the lower 80s on average for afternoon highs. That system will be slow to move through, and showers are possible again on Wednesday night and even into the day on Thursday. Otherwise, Thursday afternoon will feature mostly cloudy skies and highs back into the upper 70s. That system will finally pivot through the region on Friday, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds in the middle to upper 70s. And right now, high pressure looks to dominate the upcoming weekend, keeping it dry. And with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the upper 70s to right around 80 both days, and that weather will carry over into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the southern upper Great Lakes region southward into the lower Ohio Valley. Despite a weakening upper low pressure center over the Great Lakes, a belt of stronger northwesterly flow on its southern periphery is forecast to result in a zone of enhanced shear. The shear should permit a local severe risk to evolve through peak heating, as scattered to isolated thunderstorms develop within a moderately unstable air mass near and ahead of a weak cold front. Storms may evolve into one or more bands through the early evening hours, shifting eastward before weakening after sunset. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Rouen, Denmark at 1:41 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at La Paz, Bolivia, at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 49, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Boca Reservoir, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 66, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.83 inches for the month, which is 1.31 inches below normal, and 26.03 inches for the year, which is 1.20 inches of precipitation above normal. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 85, that's 32 below normal, and 505 for the year, which is 22 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 92, set in 1892, and the record low, 43, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-70s. mostly clear early, then a few clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear early, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine and mild today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear early, then a few clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear early, then a few clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by increasing clouds and increased humidity. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Showers around Wednesday night and Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy Thursday afternoon in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.